T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Chris Stegall Show. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We are purposely breaking all these beer bottles, dropping them, heating them, and overpressurizing them. These are all demonstrations under the supervision of our safety expert.
Because
but
we're bored.
Have you ever heard of a bottle breaking spontaneously on its own? It's extremely rare, but there have been reports of bottles suddenly exploding, causing injuries around the country.
Why are some bottles suddenly bursting on their own?
It takes something like a perfect storm for a spontaneous break to occur.
Chicago glass safety expert Mark Meschelum says in the rare instance where bottles may spontaneously explode, it's likely because of a weakness in the glass combined with too much pressure. To demonstrate what it can look like when too much pressure builds up, he deliberately overpressurized a bottle. He says manufacturers need to do further testing on their bottles to get to the bottom of why this can sometimes happen.
So I think what we've learned here is watch your glass.
Glass? What was that expert?
A glass safety expert.
Safety expert.
Yes.
Son, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A glass safety expert.
What's that degree?
I get to wear goggles.
I think he also wore one of those reflective vests.
I love Inside Edition. It's just so great. We wondered what it would look like if we... It's like, I want that job. I wonder what it would look like if I shoved a stapler up my... We wondered what a stapler would do to the human rectum, and so we... No one's wondering that. No one asked. You're just bored and making up segments now. 723, telephone number, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon folks. Pound to, by the way, a couple of guys going, oh, that sounds awful. Sign me up.
On this episode of Mythbusters.
Myth. Yes. And you can find us online at 1210WPHT.com. So, what about your daughters out there, ladies and gentlemen? 18 years of age, about to graduate high school. Should your local military officers and branches come out to your high school door and time to sign up for the draft, just like the fellas? What do you think? Women are now eligible to be integrated into combat units and serve. We all know that. That's fine. Nobody's disputing or debating that. However, there is a group out there, and I think this is mostly just to be a contrarian point of view, to drive home the point. I'd have to dig deeper to see just exactly the perspective from which they're coming here. But there's an organization out there called the National Coalition for Men. I do not have my membership card there.
You don't?
I don't know what that is. I'll look into the membership maybe. They are suing. They sue and said it is discriminatory to make only boys, men, at 18 years of age, enlist, sign up for the draft. Register with the government and the military to be, I remember doing this. 18 years of age, senior year, you had to march down to the booth there, and right there, and they came. I don't remember which branch it was. I don't know if it was an Army officer. I don't even remember. I don't know how it was done. I don't know who does it. Doesn't matter. And by the way, the draft is a practical matter. We haven't used it or needed it since Vietnam. I mean, we're talking over 50 years or something more. So it's a moot point anyway, and I think if you talk to most people who are active in the military, they'll tell you that a draft is not something they desire or ever really want, nor do they find necessary. I mean, what makes us the greatest fighting force on planet Earth is that we are a voluntary military, and that means the people that are there want to be there, and they want to be good at what they do. And there are standards, by the way, when you take people in who voluntarily wish to come. you can hold them to a standard. When you, you know, forcibly bring everybody in, who the hell knows what you've got? And you hope you never get to a place where you'd need to do that anyway. But even so, the question is, now that women are eligible for combat roles and things like that, this group, this National Coalition for Men, say, well, it is not right that only men should have to register for the draft. Women should have to as well. And it just so happens that a Texas judge agreed with the National Coalition of Men.
Hmm.
A federal judge in Texas ruling that because women are now allowed in combat, they should have to register for the draft. He ruled the law requiring only men to register is unconstitutional. Friday, it was U.S. District Judge Gray Miller in Houston. He denied the government's motion to delay this lawsuit brought by the nonprofit men's group, filed back in November of 2016. Selective service system should require women to register for the draft, said this group. The judge wrote, women are now eligible for and have been integrated into combat units. Thus, Congress was previously concerned about drafting large numbers of people who were categorically ineligible for combat. This concern factually no longer justifies the Military Selective Service Act, Miller wrote. The government asked Miller to delay the case pending a report that would determine whether women should be required to register for the draft. That report isn't expected till 2020, and the judge said, no, we're not waiting. So the draft ended in 73. But again, if you are aged 18 to 25, you have to register with the service so the military can call on you quickly should a draft be reinstated. So the National Coalition of Men said they challenge the law on equal protection grounds, arguing it violates the Fifth Amendment's due process clause. So I guess I'm asking you, as a practical matter, 855-839-1210, do you have a problem with that? Your precious little angel, your daughter, I have one. How do you feel about her being made to register for the draft at 18 in school, just like your boys? Do you care? Now, if you are someone who takes no issue whatsoever with women in combat, I suppose your answer would be no. However, you're still talking about women in combat who go there voluntarily, right?
Right.
What about women or men? By the way, let's be clear. This is not a female issue to me. If you don't want to go, I mean, unless all hell breaks loose and you have to go, do you want anybody, never mind women, men or women, do you want them dragged into a draft situation? Does the is the draft even a practical matter anymore?
That's what I was wondering.
Said another way, should we just be rid of it?
Yeah.
Do away with it?
Right.
Do you see a scenario where we would ever need it anymore, period? But if your answer is yes, we should keep it, does it bother you that girls should have to, alongside the boys at age 18, register? That's my question for you today. I'm specifically talking to those of you who are in the military, who have either enlisted or guard, reserves, whatever. The idea of women having to register, or the idea just generally of a draft, is it even necessary anymore? Is the whole notion of it antiquated? 855-839-1210. And if you say, no, a draft's important, we should keep it. Look, I'm not even taking a position on it. Frankly, I defer to the men and women who do the work. This is something I can't speak to. Military readiness, military preparedness, service. That's, as we said during our Liberty USO radiothon that you were so supportive of, that's 1% of us that do this work. So the 1% of us that do this work, they do it because they voluntarily wish to do it. I'm told by the number of military people I've talked to over the years, dragging people into service is not the situation you want. They want people that want to be there. They uphold a standard of excellence in the United States military. So a draft would be worst case scenario. Do you see a situation where we would ever need it? And if you say yes, then the next question, should women be forced to sign up with selective service just as the men are? 855-839-1210. So to the phones we go in Marlton. Andy gets us started. Hi, Andy.
Hey, good morning. This is an exercise in absurdity.
Right.
Sure, absolutely. Draft women. Well, you're not going to draft women. The politicians don't have the guts to draft men. If we couldn't get above 2% of the population to stand up after 9/11, what's it going to take? You know, landing on the shores of New York City or invading we're already invading Southern California. it is not going to happen. This is not the country that would ever support a draft. I've served in the military. I've served in the military in command positions. There are good points to the draft in that it's a very homogeneous mixing of people, and everyone gets to experience, except those that are able to get out of it. It works from that standpoint, but you're never, never, ever going to have a better military than we have today.
No, sir.
These are volunteers. These are great people. The problem is they're overextended. You take a look at anybody that's been in the military for any number of years, they've been in Iraq and Afghanistan 2, 3, 5 times. If they're not suffering from PTSD, they're nuts.
So your feeling is we need more volunteers. You are not nuts about a draft. Do we need to keep the draft at all? Do you think a draft is still important to keep around, signing people up?
We don't have a draft. We have, in theory, we have a draft.
Well, do we keep the mechanism? All right, I got to roll on. Andy, thank you for the call. I don't mean to dismiss you. I just want to take some other calls, and I appreciate your service most of all, Andy. Thank you. Schaefer is next. Am I reading right on the screen? Are you in New Orleans?
No, sir. In NOLA. That's up on the other side of Harrisburg. I get you guys via the internet every morning.
NOLA, Pennsylvania. I thought was shorthand here on my call screen software for New Orleans, Louisiana.
No, sir. No, it's on the west shore of the Susquehanna.
Well, let me ask you this, Schaefer.
Where all our money is wasted right now.
Now, Schaefer, do women flash on the shores of the Schuylkill like they do down in New Orleans, Louisiana, for beads?
Hey, you guys do a great job in the morning. That's why I pull you up in the internet, you and your later in the afternoon, your counterparts. So keep up the good work. And I do have a real opinion on this subject, though.
Go for it.
For, I guess, about 6 generations, the Schaefers have always been, you know, volunteers. We go and do our tour of duty and then go back to the world. But and I also agree with your former caller, the best military is an all-volunteer military, and we have right now the best military in the world. They make the performance. I served back in the 50s, but they make the service of excellent. However, you've got to have the administrative setup so that if things go beyond our ability and it even gets into drafting specialties and all, you've got to have that in place.
But okay, so with that, so Schaefer, with that, keeping that administrative framework in place, you favor that. That should include women, you agree?
You betcha.
Okay, good enough. I'm really grateful you called, Schaefer. Don't mean to cut you off. And thank you for listening all the way in NOLA, Pennsylvania. I didn't know there was one. I learn something new every day. Thanks for listening on the stream at radio.com. Lawrence and Sheltonham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How about this? Do we need a draft? Keep the framework in place for a draft, and if so, should it include women?
Well, I think if you follow the Constitution, it's if everything breaks down. So if you follow that. However, if you're adding women into it, you're changing the dynamics of everything's broken down. Now it becomes a political tool, and I would think that they would use it for social justice if they just want to perceive a crisis. Or, for example, there's too much trash in Philadelphia. We're calling everybody up, and we're going to reframe because we don't like the racial demographics in certain areas. So.
Okay. All right. Abuse the system. One more quick. Mel in Southampton. What do you say, Mel? Last word.
Well, there's a lot of questions, but, hey, remember the Greatest Generation were draftees, so we could do it again if we had to. I think we will have to do it someday. And look, either we're equal or we're not equal. So if women aren't drafted, then they're not equal.
Okay, good enough.
The Chris Stegall Show. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.